Anna Richards heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, which is following a lot of these races across the state and locally very closely. She joins us here in the studio now, 3 hours from the end of this interminably long election cycle, and 3 hours and 1 minute from the beginning of the next interminably long election cycle.
That's right.
How are you?
That's right. Well, I am ready for the midterms to be called. Mm-hmm. I am really ready for this to be over with. It has been a long season. And you're right. After this week, we'll expect to have gearing up for 2020 mm-hmm. starting. So I'll be looking forward to tonight, though.
Yeah. After tonight, what's the amount of break time that we're allowed to take before we get up and start working for the next thing again? I've been saying a day, but what
I've
is it? Is it
even
a day? It's a day,
I've been
right?
saying that a day because
right.
No rest is allowed, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there really, if there was a, there is a lot at stake in this election. And I think we're seeing that in the turnout. The numbers across the country and here locally exceed any recent midterm, certainly. Mm-hmm. And in many parts of the country are very close to a presidential year. So
yeah.
If nothing else comes of this time that we're in, I think people recognizing that their vote does count and that it does make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever thought it didn't make a difference,
yep.
just look
it
around.
Absolutely
it
does.
Absolutely
yeah.
does make a difference.
And I used to be skeptical about that. And it's not even the 2016 race or the 2000 presidential mm-hmm. race or any of these other close races, because even those were decided by a handful of votes.
Mm-hmm.
So one vote either way. But then 2017 happened and you mm-hmm. had that election in Virginia,
yes.
which literally was decided by one vote across
right.
the entire state. I'm like,
right.
well, okay, now you can't deny
well,
it.
Well, actually, there was one that was a tie and they decided by a coin toss.
Yeah, that was it.
Yes.
One person who stayed
yes.
at home and
yes.
didn't, yeah, that
absolutely.
Determined which party controlled the state legislature
exactly.
in one
exactly.
of the most populated states in the whole country. So
yeah.
that's what it can come down to. So races on the ballot locally, statewide, and even nationally, what are you going to be focused most on the outcomes of tonight?
Well, really interested in the Supreme Court, Anita Earle's race.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at, if we look at locally at a balance of power in our state, having a fair judiciary, I think is really, really important. Following that, the amendments, our campaign from an information standpoint was Nix All Six. If on merit, you looked at the process and the way these were constructed and the confusing nature of the wording. And so very interested in how the amendments come out.
Mm-hmm.
Our local representatives who do a great job representing our areas. I think those races are have seasoned incumbents.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that Verla, Greg, Valerie,
mm-hmm.
David Price, I think all those are safe, I think.
Yeah.
So
but it will be interesting. I mean, we were talking about, the district lines have been redrawn 40 times since
yes.
the last election.
Yes.
And so we'll see. I mean, the way the district lines are drawn will has a lot to do with the outcome of the race, because especially now that we are kind of so polarized that
yep.
everyone's kind of locked in, I'm going to go to the polls and
yep.
vote straight down the ticket Democrat or straight down the ticket Republican. So it's really a matter of where the lines are drawn.
So
we'll see
so
about
for
those.
Many
yeah.
of those folks, they're running in new districts. So
mm-hmm.
it's like a first time election in the districts that they're running in. So So those are interesting, and again, you know, those are the local things. And then, of course, in Chapel Hill, I happen to live in an ETJ.
ETJ, yeah.
So we don't get to vote on the affordable housing bond. Mm-hmm. I don't. I'm considered the county, even though I have a Chapel Hill address. So, but I think locally for our community, there's a lot of interest in that affordable mm-hmm. housing bond, and we'll see where that turns out.
And that's a really significant thing, too, because, I mean, whether we live in Chapel Hill or Carrboro or the town limits or the extraterritorial mm-hmm. jurisdiction, $10 million for affordable housing is going to make a sizable impact on on this community and the nature of it.
Well, it has the potential to.
It has the potential to, yes.
Because as I was reminded, and when I started really honing in on how's the money going to be spent, it's an authorization of up to $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so how that gets spent and what the level of affordability is and all those issues really are there. And as you know, the potential, though, for having a big impact. And a lot of our affordable housing in Chapel Hill is in disrepair, and that was exacerbated by the recent weather conditions mm-hmm. on some units. So there's a lot of maintenance and repair that has to take place. And so potential's there. We'll see what happens. I'm anxious to see how that all pans out.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP.com, if you want more information about the local chapter. And as we wrap up this conversation, final pitch to voters who haven't gone out yet but are planning to in the next 3 hours. What do you want them to keep in mind?
Get to the polls and vote. And I say that whoever you're going to vote for, and I say, you know, with everything that's gone on, the long lines, the participation has exceeded all prior midterm elections across the country and in our local area. Exercise your right to vote. People have lost their lives over making sure that everyone has that right. So I encourage people to go. If there is a question about your ability to vote, ask for them to double check and also ask for a provisional ballot. Don't leave the place without voting. If the provisional ballot is no good, it'll get thrown out. But if it is legit and if you do have a right to vote, at least you've had that opportunity. So I encourage people. We've had some issues in the triangle with voting machines and needing to go to paper ballots. And there have been some issues throughout the day. But for the most part, people have hung in there and they've stood in line. I was at polls earlier today. Go vote.
There you go.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.com for more information on the local chapter of the NAACP. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.